This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You'll probably pass the time this Sunday, much like you would any other mid-spring weekend, but it might be worth a pause at some point to reflect on this fact. 10 years ago Sunday, Apple took the wraps off the business that would bring the music industry to its knees. Today, the iTunes Store is a multi-billion dollar digital money machine that sells so much more than just songs. Marketplace's Queen of Kim got herself a guide and went back to the beginning.
Go back with me, if you will, to the time before iTunes.
Larry Miller is a music industry veteran, and he wants to take you back to 2000, a few years before the iTunes Store was born. Miller says the music industry was making money hand over fist selling CDs.
There were a number of CDs released that year that sold a million copies or more in the first week.
While Britney Spears was breaking records selling CDs, something else was happening. The file-sharing site Napster was getting popular, and lots of young listeners were downloading music for free. Ultimately, the industry sued Napster out of existence, but it also missed what was coming.
They couldn't imagine a time when anyone would ever pay for music acquired over the internet. They just couldn't see it.
When they did see it, record labels tried to sell music online, but their efforts failed because it wasn't user-friendly.
You almost needed an advanced degree in computer science to be able to download and listen to legal music.
Then in 2001, the iPod was introduced, and the MP3 player was on the road to becoming a mass market sensation. Ted Cohen was on the digital music side at EMI back then.
Steve Jobs called all the music companies and said, "I think there's a business here for people to buy downloads."
Cohen remembers flying up to Cupertino, where Jobs and his team showed off the iTunes Store. He says the aha moment came when it took one click to buy a song.
It didn't feel like I was buying anything. I was getting music.
And at 99 cents a song, consumers clicked and clicked again. Today, iTunes has sold more than 25 billion songs. As for iTunes' impact on the music industry, Bill Wurdy is the editorial director at Billboard.
Well, I mean, I think it's a mixed review, ultimately, the effect that iTunes has had.
Wurdy says even iTunes couldn't stop the digital music revolution from taking a big bite out of business. But he says iTunes did help stop the bleeding. It also pushed the music industry to embrace the internet. Instead of fighting YouTube and streaming music sites like Spotify and Pandora, they welcomed them as ways to make money. And Wurdy says, after a decade of gloom, he's finally seeing a glimmer of optimism in the music industry. In San Francisco, I'm Queen of Kim for Marketplace.